My name is Ella, and this is my podcast. It's a bunch of random things put together into one large podcast, I guess. So, if you're bored in quarantine, or even just if you're listening to this after the quarantine, even just bored in general, then I guess this is just what this is. And normally I'd place an intro here, but I don't have an intro yet, so if somebody would like to, like, offer me an intro or something, that would be great. Because I don't want to get copyrighted. I don't know whether or not that could happen with an intro, so if somebody would want to make one or suggest one, that'd be excellent. Thank you. Also, if this is really quiet, it's because my microphone... Hold on. Is this better? I can't tell. But sorry if this is really quiet. Okay. Alright, so today's a story about what happened when I was in grade 4. Me, my sister, whose name I'm not going to say, but let's just call her Clara, for example. And one of my friends, whose name I'm also not going to name, but let's just say her name is Anna for this. For the sake of the story, because I don't want to just say my friend. So, we were doing a role play, because that's what we did in school. We still kind of do them sometimes, not as often. Anyway, so we were doing a role play, and I wanted my name to be Flora, because I was in a weird phase in grade 4. I don't know why, but yeah. Anyway, so, I picked my name, Anna picked hers, Clara pictures. And so, what happened then? Okay. Clara had chosen the name, I think it was Rose, and Anna chose, I think, hold on a sec. I don't remember. But for sake of the story, let's just say it was Jessica, okay? So, they both had chosen fairly popular names. I'd chosen Flora, which is a sort of popular name, but not that popular. And then so Anna looked at the ground, like pointed to the grass with her hand. She kind of did a flat hand motion and then went down to the kind of to the side. She's like, "Floor," and then she pointed up to the sky. And I was like, "Ah, floor, ah." And then I'm like, "That's not what it is." And she's like, and then Anna's like, "Floor, ah." And then Clara joined in. And soon they were both like, floor, ah. And I'm like, "That's not what it is." And now it's an inside joke, which you guys all now know. Not so inside, I guess. Yeah. So, that's the story of Flora. And the version of Flora is spelled F-L-O-O-R space A-H. Normal version is F-L-O-R-A. Yeah, I know. Anyway, so, that's my Flora story. Okay, so, what I'm thinking of doing here after the story part of this each episode is probably, like, maybe a little advice section or whatever. I don't know, I'm really new to this podcasting. This is my first podcast. And if you guys would want, like, to ask, like, questions or whatever, I can keep it totally anonymous if that's what you prefer, or, yes. But since we don't have any advice, or if you want to do, like, I don't know, something else instead of that, then that's totally fine. Like, sure. Like, what the listeners want, I guess. Anyway, so, I don't really know what to do now. I guess I might as well do a recommendation, I guess, I don't know. Okay, so, for books, I would probably recommend the Spirit Animals series, the Keepers of the Lost Cities series, or the Wings of Fire series. All really good books. And I guess, I don't know, Yeah, I'm gonna cut it here and probably come back with more ideas. Thanks. Fact about me. I am very afraid of dogs. Because I forget how old I was. I wasn't old enough to remember. I only know this because my parents told me this. So when I was around maybe almost a year, so maybe 11 months, I don't know, I was at my cousin's house. And they said, my aunt said that the dog was locked away. So then I was sitting in the living room, and like, they had a big dog. Like, I think it was about golden retriever size? I don't know, but that's pretty big compared to an 11-month-year-old. 11-month-old, not a year. 11-month-old. And so I was sitting in the living room playing. I think this was around Christmas. I don't know. Anyway, and they forgot to close the door completely, so the dog could get out. And the dog came over to me, and I kind of started crying, and my parents came into the room. And they kind of picked me up, I think. I don't remember what they told me after that, but that is why I'm afraid of dogs. Yes. Not many people know that story. Also, again, if this is really quiet, it's because of my mic, it doesn't quite reach all the way. Because I'm using a headset with a microphone here, so, yeah. Okay, fun fact number two. I'm thinking of doing two per episode. So, fun fact number two. I have been learning French since preschool. Yeah, so that's 2 years of preschool, 1 year of kindergarten, grade one, grade two, grade three, grade four, grade five, grade six. And next year, I'm going to a French school for grade seven, and then eight, and then nine. And then my parents might let me transfer to an English school for high school. I don't know. Although all of my friends are going to that school, so I might just stay there for 10, 11, 12. Although I'm 100% going to an English university. 100%. Okay. Okay, so because I want this podcast to be kind of long-ish, I'm gonna kind of add a bit of my own original fiction I've started. But just a warning, most of these are not completed. So, if you guys have, like, suggestions on something, that'd be great to hear. Because most of these I am at roadblock, and that is why they are in my books I probably will never finish file. Okay. And this book is called Fairies of the North. I wrote it when I was in grade 3. It's horribly cringy. Just saying. Yeah. Very cringy. I was into the Keepers of the Lost Cities thing back then, too, so it's kind of a bit fan fiction slash original fiction. I don't know. So, I'll do one chapter per thing, and then I'll see how it goes. Chapter 1. Emma had missed another FaceTime call from Jackie. Just as she was about to call her back, Mom called her upstairs. Emma, your room is a total mess. Clean it right now. Yes, Mom. While she was cleaning, Emma put on the news. There is a jail escape in Montreal. This escaped citizen threatens family, said Harriet, the news anchor. If you live at 5793 51st Street, that is not my address. Do not go over there. I do not live in Montreal. Please don't try going there. Evacuate immediately. Hey, wait a minute. That was Emma's address. Why would someone want to threaten her and her mother? Maybe they think Dad still lives here, Emma thought. Her father had been arrested for attempted murder when she was 5. She didn't have many memories of him. At dinner, Mom said that she should just leave. I will be fine, Emma. I just want to make sure you're okay. Go. I will call using your phone. Emma gathered some supplies. Phone? Check. Fruit? Check. Water? Check. Money? Check. And so, she set out. Emma knew her area very well. She decided to head to the woods 2 blocks down, as she would be harder to track. Right when she entered, leaves were crackling and the wind blew her black hair around her face. It was hard to focus, but Emma kept going left and right and vice versa. She had never gone into the woods without Mom. This is her first time. Emma remembered to take a left at the third fork. Or was she supposed to take a right? All of a sudden, the wind died down and the leaves stopped moving. It was like time was slowing down. Then she heard a terrifying sound, her mom's scream. Emma was about to turn back to help her mom when she heard an eerie laugh. Foolish child. Emma spun around and saw a creature that looked like it was made of green slime and big black eyes that were staring straight at her. Come to me, it shrieked in a raspy voice. Emma ran this way and that, trying to get away from that horrible creature. Emma, it croaked, come and play. Emma froze and slowly turned around. How do you know my name? She asked in a shaky voice. Economy knows all. Emma kept running. She wanted to get as far away as possible from this Ikonu, air quotes. But right when she reached the exit, a tree fell down with a thunderous noise and blocked her way out. Emma shrank back and her foot narrowly missed the tree. Now, Emma was stuck in these woods with Ikonu, who was right behind her. He picked her up and walked towards something that looked somewhat like a lair. She wasn't sure. It was very hard to see properly when you're upside down and covered in green slime. Right when Ikonu was about to open the door, a girl said, put the girl down or I'll attack. Ikonu jumped, or Emma assumed it was a jump. He was covered in slime, so he just stretched up and down. He dropped Emma in surprise, and she got up and turned around. There stood a girl. She looked about 13, the same age as Emma. Emma, I need to show you something. She said, swiftly delivering a blow to Ikonu's head. It did more damage than Emma suspected it would, given he was made of slime. Why should I trust you? Emma asked, suspiciously eyeing the unconscious Ikonu. Well, you shouldn't. We've literally just met. But if you let me talk to you, I can save your family and... Really? Emma interrupted. Yes, my name is Alina. Show me. Emma wanted so badly to save her mom. Alina led her deep into the woods. She stopped at a bridge. Alina handed Emma a box. Open it, she said, smiling. She opened the box and there sat a ring with a heart on it. Emma put on the ring. Warning, cringiness ahead. Remember, I was in grade 3 when I wrote this. Now, as long as you are wearing that ring, you will have powers. But you must take the oath, Alina told Emma. Okay, I guess. Repeat after me. I promise to use my powers for good. I promise to use my powers for good, Emma repeated. I will keep the city safe, Alina said. I will keep the city safe, she repeated. And will try to stop all evil. And will try to stop all evil. Okay, still kind of cringy. Now, to access your power, just focus really hard. Your power is flight, so think of the sky. Got it. Emma started to turn away. Wait! I want to see you access your power, cried Alina. Okay. Emma focused. She thought of birds and their freedom and the open way the sky looked on sunny days. Suddenly, she grew wings and her bag disappeared. Wow, I've never seen a transformation up close before. Oh, and to transform back, you think about grass and trees, Alina added. And then she disappeared. A loud crash reminded her that Ikonu was still there. He'd apparently woken up. Then, a soft black bag was shoved overhead. A sweet-smelling food touched Emma's lips. She didn't remember anything else, but she thought she fell asleep. When Emma woke up, there were 5 people staring straight at her. Then she fell back asleep. And that is the end of the horribly cringy chapter 1 of my book. Yeah, I know. Chapter 2 gets even worse, though, so... Okay, before I do my outro, I just want to say I'm horribly sorry for all the cringiness and the ums. And, like, all the uncertainty in this episode, but this is my first time ever doing a podcast, so I'm not very good at this, or comfortable with it. I mean, I'm okay with it, I guess, but it's just new, that's all. Anyway, so, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you'd like to send me a message, you are more than welcome to. Honestly, though, the only social media outlets I pretty much have is Quotiv and Wattpad. So, let me just check my Quotiv, my Wattpad is KOTLC_human, HOOMAN, I know, I'm weird, and my Quotiv is, let me check, Arabella 11396. You can DM me on any of those. I will most likely respond within a day or two, but my schedule is pretty packed right now. So, anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and have a great day. This is Ella, signing off.